Welcome to the Control Tower. My name is Brandon Enyart, and I am very excited to bring you the first episode of this radio show devoted to all things Arlington Aviators soccer. So kick back, relax, and get up to date on your favorite indoor soccer team. We're going to start off with a little recap of the Aviators' last game. And they actually traveled over Stevens Pass, a blizzardy Stevens Pass, to take on the Wenatchee Fire. Despite Arlington drawing first blood on a Jeff Gosley goal at 12:50 in the first period, the Aviators struggled offensively in the first half of play and went into the halftime intermission down 5-2. In the third period, Wenatchee would score three times on back-to-back goals by Matthew Stefanko at 12:45 and 7:35, and another goal from Josh Alvarez at 4:52. Arlington would also have a three-goal third period of their own. That started when Efren Alvarado scored a power play goal at 6:43. Alvarado was appearing in his first match back with Arlington since moving to Pullman to attend Washington State University. The Alvarado score was followed up by a Russ Brown power play goal at 43rd second and the second goal of the evening from Aaron Byrne with just 13 seconds remaining in the third period to bring the Aviators within three goals. As the Fire held on to an 8-5 lead, Arlington would go 2-for-2 on power play goals in the match. From there, the Aviators stunned the crowd as their relentless and aggressive attack scored three unanswered goals to tie the match, coming from Winfred Smith, Burns, and new acquisition Momo Drema. Burns' goal in the third would give him a hat trick on the night. We decided we couldn't afford to sit back and defend. We knew if we did high pressure, they wouldn't be able to handle it, so we did it, and it worked perfectly, said Burns. However, with 7 seconds left in the quarter, Wenatchee's Miguel Galavan was scored to give the Fire a 9-8 win and break the hearts of Aviators fans everywhere. But you know what? When it all comes down to it, that game showed a lot of heart from the Aviators. This first season in the Whistle League, WISL, has not been the easiest for the Aviators, but that showed a lot of heart, and it's a lot to grow off of in that game. The Aviators entered a bye week, and they're going to return back to action, though, against the Tacoma Stars in Arlington at home on January 17th. And you know that you guys want to be there for that one because the Tacoma Stars are playing out of their minds right now. In fact, they are at the top of the league with Bellingham United FC. And so that is a absolute cannot-miss game. All right, I'm here with Russ Brown, the defender for Arlington Aviators FC. Russ, so how's the break been? I know you had a game on last weekend, but how's it been lately to kind of have a little bit of time to over the holidays at least to get a little bit of rest in?
Oh, it's always good. I have a family, two girls, so it's never really downtime, but or vacation, but it's been good. I think it's good for the guys. I think we needed a it's been a tough season, so we needed a little break to maybe recoup. So it's been good.
Now, that last game, I know it's a little bit of a tough one to talk about because you guys had this huge comeback against Wenatchee Fire on the road. But it has to be a bit, though, of a – it does build a little bit of confidence, probably a little grit with the team, right?
Absolutely. I think that the team showed tremendous heart to come back from such a huge deficit. And it just shows, that our system does work. We just need to work the system the entire game. We had a lot of letdowns at the beginning, and we just need to put a full 60 minutes together, and I think we can get a W.
Now this weekend you have a friendly. Is that a good game to get back into the swing of things before you? Because you're going to be taking on the weekend after that Tacoma Stars, who are top of the league right now in the Western Indoor Soccer League. Is that a good game to kind of at least get the pressure's off a little bit, and you get to recoup, get the guys back together, see how everything is?
Yeah, it's always tough, coming out, a big game like against Tacoma to come back after a week off. So I think this will keep our, everybody's fitness up and maybe try new things. We got some new players coming out, maybe implement them into the system early, at least give them a week or, of the system and see if they can get it down. And maybe we can find a good combination of guys to go against Tacoma, who is a very tough team, maybe give them a good run.
Now, so from here on out, what is the number one thing that you guys are concentrating on that you've learned from these five games so far in the season? What is the biggest thing you're going to concentrate on for the next part of this season?
I think just keep working on the system. Keep doing, figuring out how to tweak the system to where it works for us. It's one thing to present a system, but to get everybody on the same page, I think we're just going to keep working on the system and just tweak it as needed and take the next few games to really dial it in and get hopefully a good head of steam for, I think they're trying to get an outdoor team together for this year and then, at least have something to build on for next year.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Russ.
Thank you. Right on, man.
Now it's time to look at where the Arlington Aviators team sits in the overall standings of the Western Indoor Soccer League. Right now, they still have yet to register a win or a tie, which leaves them with 0 points in fifth place out of five in the Western Indoor Soccer League. Their goals for at 20, goals against 36, which makes for a minus 16 goal differential. It's tough coming away from that really, really crazy game Wenatchee without any points to show for it. But like I said, it does build some heart, some character. So I have this feeling everything's going to be okay for the Aviators as we move on through the season. As for leading the way in goal scoring for the Aviators, that would be Aaron Burns with 6 goals so far this season. And just below him is Adrian Panduro with 3. Also registering 3 goals are Winfred Smith and Russ Brown. And then with 2, Zach Crutchfield. All right, and then as for Eric Cruz, the goalkeeper for Arlington Aviators, he's had 5 matches, and he has a goals against average of 6.75. Not all too bad. It lands him in 4th place overall in the league. Now that I brought you up to speed on the Aviators, let's focus for a minute on the Western Indoor Soccer League in general. The overall standings right now have the Tacoma Stars in 1st place with 12 points. They have 4 wins, no losses, no ties. Their record still remains unblemished. Their goals for at 33, goals against at 15 for a plus 18 goal differential. Bellingham United, they sit in 2nd place with 10 points with 3 wins and 1 loss and 1 tie. Their goals for also at 33, but their goals against at 27, making for only a plus 6 goal differential. Wenatchee Fire, who your Arlington Aviators just faced, they have 7 points on the season with 2 wins, 2 losses, and a draw. 33 goals for, as well as the top 2 teams. And goals against are 38, making for a minus 5 goal differential. The Oldtown Artesians have 6 points, 2 wins, 3 losses, no ties. 35 goals for, 38 against for a minus 3 goal differential. And as we said earlier, Arlington Aviators, 0 points, 0 wins, 5 losses, 0 ties, 20 goals for, 36 goals against, minus 16 goal differential. Leading the way in goals scored in the league, play Derek Johnson of the Tacoma Stars has 11 goals already this season. He's followed by the Oldtown Artesians' Willie Spur, who has 8. Andrew Weissauer from Bellingham United has 7. Greg Wolf from Oldtown Artesians as well also has 7. Aaron Burns, as we mentioned earlier, from Arlington, he has 6. Brendan Quillacy from Bellingham, he has 4, as well as Nate Salveson from Oldtown and Matt Stelnick from Oldtown, who both have 4. And let's see, also sitting with 4, Kyle Danielson of Tacoma, Kellen Brown of Bellingham, Gabriel Zacagni of Bellingham, Justin Latour from Oldtown, Josh Alvarez and Hernan Mendoza, Matthew Stefanko, all of Wenatchee with 4. And that rounds out your leading goal scorers in the Western Indoor Soccer League. As for goalkeepers, Aaron Anderson of Tacoma Stars, he's had 3.5 matches with only a 3.42 goals against average. Danny Romero of the Wenatchee Fire has 2 matches under his belt with a 4.0 goal against average. Keegan Rogers from Bellingham United FC has 4 matches with a 4.75 goals against average. And as we mentioned earlier, Eric Cruz of Arlington Aviators has 5 matches with 6.75 goals against average. And rounding out the top 5 is Mauricio Sanchez from the Oldtown Artesians. He has been involved in 3 matches, 7.67 goals against average. Thank you so much again for joining me on this first episode of the Control Tower. Again, my name is Brandon Enyart. And I hope you join me on the next episode. But until then, this Sunday, your Arlington Aviators take on the Snohomish Skyhawks in a friendly at Soccer First in Arlington, Washington. And the weekend after that on Saturday, They take on the league-leading Tacoma Stars. They'll welcome them once again to Soccer First in Arlington. And I tell you what, indoor soccer, if you haven't been to a game yet, definitely want to go check it out. It's a fun game to witness. They're live. And so, yeah, come on down. Bring the kids. Bring the family. Bring your friends, your enemies. Bring everybody. Come on down and watch some soccer. It's absolutely a fun time. All right. Again, I look forward to seeing you in the future. Until then, this has been the Control Tower. I'm signing off.